This is the Classic Kids Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and the latest results on blood lead levels in children in Port Pirie has been released by SA Health. I'm joined this morning by Dr. David Simon, Director of Scientific Services with SA Health. How are you this morning, Doctor?
Not too bad, thank you.
So what do the latest results show?
So the latest results show that there's been a deterioration in the blood lead levels, that our children in Port Pirie have been exposed to higher lead levels than we expected. So if you can remember, the beginning of 2020, we saw an improvement and we thought that was a turnaround. But by the end of the year, our children were being exposed to quite high levels of lead. Lead in air, and that's been now reflected in the annual blood lead report. So across most of our measures, we've seen higher exposures to lead.
So what kind of results have been recorded in the children of Port Pirie?
So we see that that the number of children above five have gone up. It was 56% last year in 2019, and in 2020 we now have nearly 61% of our children above five. And if your listeners can remember, five is the number that NHMRC recommends that health agencies like ours investigates where that lead is coming from. And we certainly do that in Port Pirie through the Environmental Health Centre as a matter of routine. But it is very disappointing that the number of children above five has actually gone up, and we would really like that number to fall, and fall quite drastically.
Of course, investigating where the lead exposure comes from isn't exactly a mystery in Port Pirie, is it?
No, it's certainly not a mystery, and it's probably not a mystery that with the high lead and air levels last year, and my understanding is that Nyrstar breached their licence conditions or some of their conditions of the EPA licence, which reflected the very high lead and air levels. And if you've got lots of lead in the air, that lands in the spaces our children play and sleep and, you know, eat, and they're exposed to the lead. So it's not a mystery, no.
So I guess where do we go from here in terms of trying to bring those lead levels down?
Well, there's two things. Our families do a remarkable job in Port Pirie in protecting their children from exposure to lead, but they need to remain vigilant, and we encourage them to do that, and the EHC provides strategies to help them. And it's an endless task, unfortunately, and the families do really well. But Nyrstar needs to control their emissions, and my understanding is that the EPA, the regulator, is working with Nyrstar in finding a solution to reduce their emissions.
How many children do we test in Port Pirie for all these testing periods?
So this last year we tested about 618, and there might be about 800 total kids in Port Pirie. That, you know, that varies depending on how many were born and how many parents have moved in and out, but last year we tested 618.
And just again, for I guess people who are not too aware what lead can do for the development of a child, how much of an impact can it have?
So lead can affect the developing nerves, so children's brains are developing as they grow, and lead can prevent a child reaching their full IQ potential, and therefore can lead a child or exacerbate learning difficulties. So we would prefer children not to be exposed to lead, so children can actually reach their full potential.
Of course, you know, as you said, parents in Port Pirie already do a lot in this space to try and keep their kids as exposed to lead as their exposure to lead as small as possible. Does this suggest that Nyrstar probably should be doing more in the space to minimise their impact on the environment and the children in Port Pirie?
I would expect that the city of Port Pirie would expect and the Nyrstar to be doing perhaps more in that space. I'm not sure what went wrong last year, the end of last year, and it'd be nice to, you know, find out what went wrong, and hopefully that won't occur again in the coming year.
Of course, these lead levels are constantly being measured year in, year out, and the blood, the lead and air levels are being measured as well. Is there any, I guess, current numbers which suggest a downward turn?
It's too early in this year to know what the blood lead are doing. There has been some high lead and air levels, but hopefully the trend will reduce. Now, summer, of course, is hot and dry, which doesn't help anyone, and depending on the amount of wind as well. But it's a little early, a little early to actually know exactly what's going to happen this year.
No worries. Well, Dr. David Simon, thank you so much for your time today.
It's been my pleasure.
That was Dr. David Simon, Director of Scientific Services with SA Health on your Classic Kids Breakfast.